To combat climate regulation, ExxonMobil had hired a pair of in-house astrophysicists to present scientific analysis. Fundamentally, however, ExxonMobil was not in the business of meteorological science. It did not operate satellites or sensing stations to measure glaciers or sea ice. The corporation's capacity and credibility as a participant in scientific argument about global weather proved, therefore, to be finite. ExxonMobil was obviously self-interested in pressing its arguments, yet its claims to expertise were at best limited. As the corporation fought the rise of the precautionary principle in chemical industry regulation, however, its position was more favorable. ExxonMobil employed scores of chemists. It was on the front lines. At ExxonMobil Biomedical Sciences in New Jersey, a research-driven division of the company, the corporation had constructed laboratories that could conduct rat studies about the health effects of commercial chemicals. The lobbyists the corporation flew in to Washington to work on ExxonMobil Chemical's regulatory issues, Laura Keller, a senior issues advisor on chemical regulation, and Leslie Hushka, another registered lobbyist, were scientists who published in peer-reviewed journals. Behind them stood dozens of other ExxonMobil scientists as well. The ExxonMobil scientist lobbyists engaged not only in debates about specific research and regulation, but also in academic and regulatory conferences that reviewed the competing, overarching philosophies of risk management in the public interest. ExxonMobil joined other corporations in funding the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis at Harvard's School of Public Health. The center focused broadly on developing risk, economic, and decision analysis methods that are well grounded in the natural and social sciences. ExxonMobil's lobbyists derived from Harvard's work insights for their own Washington arguments. The corporation's chemical division lobbyists urged federal regulators to adopt a hazard index approach to regulatory evaluation because it was a defined, transparent methodology that could draw upon mathematical analysis, as one of the corporation's PowerPoint packages put it. Paul Thacker, a congressional investigator for a Republican senator who looked into the corporate uses of science to shape law and regulation, concluded that the whole field of risk analysis has been compromised by the companies, as he put it. Risk analysis is like an op-ed. That is, just another form of argument, not a reliable or objective science in and of itself, as its proponents often suggested. Yet ExxonMobil's lobbyists often enjoyed a much better command of facts about proposed bills or regulations than the generalist, harried congressional aides who worked on legislation. By early 2008, the regulatory battle in which ExxonMobil Chemical's lobbyists were most heavily engaged was an unusual one. It concerned the corporation's defense of rubber ducks. Phthalates are a man-made group of chemicals that were first introduced during the 1920s. Their use spread after they were added to polyvinyl chloride, a popular plastic, to make the vinyl softer and more flexible. Exxon Chemical's phthalates business grew during the 1970s. A market opportunity arose when another class of chemicals sometimes used to soften plastic, polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, were banned by Congress because of evidence that they were toxic to humans. As American and European households used more and more plastics, phthalates became commonplace. They could be found in flooring, electrical wire casing, garden hoses, car seats, medical tubes, tape, pool liners, shoes, and cosmetics. Of particular concern was the presence of some phthalates in children's toys. The plasticizer used most commonly in vinyl toys was called diisocyanal phthalate, referred to as DINP. ExxonMobil Chemical described itself as one of the world's leading makers of plasticizer chemicals, and in that role it had become one of the world's leading manufacturers of DINP. ExxonMobil did not make toys, but it sold its softening chemicals to worldwide companies that made vinyl balls, ducks, dolls, bendable superhero action figures, and the like. The bathtub ducks at issue were referred to colloquially as rubber ducks, but they were not actually made from rubber. They were made from vinyl softened with DINP.